Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends, this is so exciting! We are continuing our series of Avadei Musar. We learned in Yanei Machshava, the power of thought. Now we are moving on to the Midah of Emes. And this is based on the Vadim of the great Tzaddik and Gaon, the Mashkiach of Yeshiva Sponovich, Chaim Friedlander. Recently we commemorated his Yoltzeit. And this shir should be a special schus for Avi Maron Imi Marasi and the schus for Fuas, Rav Baruch Hertz ben Sarah Tzipora, Mata ben Sarah Chayyar Chavit Fega, Bas Michal of Isbasi, Besoch Shar Cholei Yisrael, and the Schusi did Nafshi Moshe de Beshtin Raiso and Moshe Mordechai. Says the Torah HaKadosha, Midval Sheker Tilchak. From words of falsehood, one should stay far away. Shmos 23:7 writes the Sforno, Mikol Davar Shuchal Lisabev Sheker. Anything that can bring one to falsehood, one should distance oneself from. Midvar sheker tilchak, anything, any dover that could be misavev sheker, stay far away. Even if it's not mamish sheker, it's like poison. It's like an explosive. You don't just not want the explosive, to detonate the explosive, you want to stay away from the explosive. Don't even go near it. We don't find so many other esurim in the Torah that it tells you not even coming close. We have that by Arayis. Lo yisikrevu, don't even come close. Don't even have negia. Don't even have yichud. Some say yichud's derabbanan, deraisa. But nothing that's going to lead one chas v'shalom to tegilu yerva. To stay far away. Ma'od mod yisrachik min anashim, it says in Shulchan Aruch. To stay far away. Nafshe shaladim mechamdosan. A person has strong desires for arayis. You have to be very careful. Sheker also. Reb Steinman said, everybody lies. Everybody lies. And then someone wrote in a sefer, he wanted to quote him, one of his talmidim. He said, Reb Steinman said, most people lie. He saw that, he said, that's not what I said. I said, everybody lies. To stay far away from it. In every culture, in every society, people can't stand liars. Lying is considered wrong. Even in American society today, with all the woke stuff, lying is still considered wrong. But everybody does it. Unless, says Rav Shlomo, you work very hard on yourself. Then you stop lying. But it's an avoda, a big avoda. And the Torah says, stay far away. Maybe A, because sheker is so severe, it's such a terrible thing. And B, because people are so liable to fall in the trap of lying. Rabbeinu Yoina in the Shari Tshuva writes that the meat of sheker has 9 parts. And at the end he says, Hine l'chelke kasa shakronim, v'chi hema yisoydeis lanefesh. So he concludes, these are the various groups of liars, and this is the foundations of the soul. Sheker is not just a lav in the Torah, lying, but it's one of the yesodos ha-nefesh, the foundation of the soul. Futner has a beautiful maimer, Maran Rosh HaYeshiva Zetzal, where he talks about how Ben Yonah says that emes is miyesodei ha-nefesh, because we were created in the image of God. Imitatio dia, we have to imitate God. And when we don't act as we're supposed to, that's sheker. Because the picture is supposed to be an accurate reflection of the source. So we, human beings, our soul is from God. So we should be accurate reflections of godliness. Unbelievable. It's at a much deeper level. On a simple level, tell the truth. Emes is miyesodei ha-nefesh. In the Chelek Revi, the fourth of the 9 categories, Rabbeinu Yonah writes, "Hamishaker b'sipul dvorim asher shama u'machlif k'tzosam b'miskavein ve'ein loy toyeles b'shkarov v'loy hefseid lezulaso." Somebody lies when he tells something that he heard, switches some of the details, and he has no benefit in his sheker, and nobody's going to lose. What do they call this? A white lie. A white lie, Lavan. Lavan, the biblical character Lavan, a white lie. See, but the question is, why is a person lying? If he's not getting anything from it, and nobody else is losing, then what's the point? Oh, it says Rabbeinu Yoina, Aval koyach mishpato me'avoso sheker midaber tzedek sela. Paraphrasing a verse in Psalms. This guy loves lying more than he loves speaking truth. There's a certain Abba for Sheker. Wow. האיש הזה יוקל עונשי מצד אחד עד כי על כי אין אז הפסד לשפשקורו ופחזוסוי. אבל גודל מאוד עונשי באויס פונו ואהבת שקר. ויכבד אבוינו כי יואבהו לבלי תוילס. מצד אחד, there's a tzad kal in his sheker. He's not causing anybody harm. On the other hand, he gets a very serious punishment because he loves falsehood. So if you lie to get money, all right. Understand, we're not justifiable. The person did something terrible, but he doesn't necessarily love lying. He loves money. But somebody who lies for no reason, it's because he loves lying. That's what he loves. Ah, so exciting to tell a lie. See how he's going to get away with it. But what's the hana of avos hasheker? Children like to play games. When they play games, they put themselves in olam hadimyon. Playing cops and robbers. I'm a cop, he's a robber, I'm a robber, he's a cop. Children love going into the world of dimyon imagination. Children don't always distinguish between metzias and non-metzias. Children play mommy and daddy, right? You have the three-year-old boy is the daddy, the two-year-old girl is the mommy. And they're playing. A lot of the games of children relate to the olam hadimyon. What's the popularity of movies and television? Is this dimyonis? It's all imagination. It's a made-up world. It's a fake world. So Salantu says that if you take away a child's little boat in the bathtub, it's like taking away somebody's yacht. Because in his world of dimyon, it's real. People also like to read science fiction books and novels, all the world of imagination. People love going into the world of imagination and making it reality. They cry at the movie, what are you crying for? They're faking. He didn't die. It's all a fake. He's going to be in a movie. You're going to be in the movies next week. He's going to be in another movie. He didn't die. They're not really in love. They're faking it. In real life, she's getting divorced from someone else and he's getting divorced from someone else. No, people like to live in the world of imagination. So when you get older, you leave these world of child games of imagination, but people still like living in the world of dimyon. And they like to transform their imagination into reality. And that's the idea behind lying. They enjoy lying. Because they make their imagination into reality. They like that. And they can create a fake identity. Rabbi Yona continues and he says, V'amar shalom elu chalav ha-shalom. Yafiach k'savim eit sheker. Yim tere adam ashe yafiach k'savim b'sicho b'sicho zav v'sipur dvarav tedek v'yo amid azos le'oid sheker ba'achiv. You see a person who likes to lie, likes to make up stories, he's going to end up being an eight sheker. Because this is a guy who loves taking imagination and turning it into reality. Trying to convince people it's reality, trying to convince himself it's reality. So we have to stay far away from that, not making our imagination into reality. Not to enjoy lying. Again, one of the nine groups of liars. Torah says, Mitvar Sheker Tirchak. Not only don't lie, stay far away from it. So Mitzvah Hashem, this was the first Vad and Minyani Sheker and Mirtz Hashem, we will continue next time. Please stay tuned because it is so critical. And Mirtz Hashem, we will learn more about this Midah and hopefully we'll grow. Hopefully we'll be among those few who never lie. Mirtz Hashem, that'll be awesome. All right, thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.